There must have been quite a stir that day in Jerusalem. Scholarly men from the East had traveled hundreds of miles following a miracle star that they said was telling them where the King of the Jews was to be born. That star led them to Jerusalem. Many people must have been impressed. God performed this incredible miracle, a star, to indicate the birth of Messiah, the birth of the Savior. But where does that star lead? Leads them to Jerusalem to inquire of the religious leaders there. Where was the Messiah to be born? The religious leaders don't turn to crystal balls or to fortune telling or miracles or to spiritual movings, but they turn to the simple and plain word of God, to the prophet Micah. And there they find God's simple truth laid out in complete detail, as Matthew records for us in his second chapter. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. The details were all there, plainly written down in Scripture. The Messiah, the King of the Jews, was to be born in Bethlehem in Judea. It also describes who this baby was, the one who would shepherd God's people. Micah, in his fifth chapter, gives us a bit more detail even, as he describes this one whose origins are from of old, from ancient days. Certainly this was a precious child who was born, who is himself eternal, the ancient of days, God come down to earth to be born a human being for the salvation of mankind. We are certainly impressed by miracles and outward signs, and God at times has given those things. But the place where he has promised to give us his specific details concerning his plan of salvation is in his holy word. He invites us to seek that word, to read it, to see his plan of salvation there, that the Christ child who comes as our Savior from sin. Amen.